time to police the movies, as we do with our friend from the Chicago Police Department, Lieutenant David Haynes. Nice to have you here, as always, Lieutenant.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the film you saw, can I ask you something about this kind of weather and the Chicago Police Department? And I don't want to put you on the spot, and you can always take the fifth if you like, but it's always been my impression that in extreme cold or a blizzard, you might be less likely to get a ticket because nobody wants to be out walking around. Now, I guess that's changed now because you guys aren't the ones giving all the tickets, right?
That's right, yeah. A lot of the parking tickets are civilians. They're not police officers anymore. Streets and Sand gives tickets out. So
I think about that all the time. I was just thinking about that on the super cold days when I was going 5 miles over the speed limit in my neighborhood. I shouldn't have been doing that.
Why don't you turn yourself in now?
I thought, oh my, like, who's going to stop me?
Well, they're going to stop. Well, in the car, they're going to stop you. I'm talking about cold.
But then they have to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you?
No, we still get out of the car because, you know what? You get used to getting in and out of that car after a while. But you know, now, too, you got the cameras. So, you know, those work no matter what the weather is.
Yeah, the old days are gone. Yeah. Forget that. Are you watching any of these new shows? Do you watch that? What's that show?
True Detective.
Chicago PD.
I haven't seen it yet. And True Detective, I don't hear very good things about Chicago PD, but I've heard a lot of great things about True Detective, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
What is it with these shows? This is the one with Matthew McConaughey and
McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
It's that these two guys just mumble for an hour.
They mumble.
You can't understand
them. It's a good story, but they're mumbling the whole time.
So you can't really understand what's going on. Matthew McConaughey character. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start carrying. He doesn't have a little like a police notebook. He carries like a big black notebook around.
You carry a gigantic briefcase.
I like it. Makes you seem important.
I actually have one of those leather bound little notebooks that look like the old timey kind of a thing that I carry around.
Do you write things in there like Lieutenant Columbo used to? Are you like that?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I just kind of ease through life. I don't. You know. Hey, let me one more question, though.
All right. So the movie you saw, I, Frankenstein. The only thing I know about this movie is people are talking about Aaron Eckhart being ripped, that he's really in great shape. That's all I've heard about.
Yeah, there's one scene where you see his physique. The only word I can think of to describe this movie is colossal, as in a colossal waste of time and money.
Okay, and it's gotten really horrible reviews from the critics as well. But I'm wondering, why did you choose to see this movie?
Okay, that's a good question. You know what? I was going to try and figure out a way to work that in. I occasionally do like these kind of it's a dark kind of a heaven versus hell, angels versus demons, and occasionally I do like to see it. The reason why I actually wanted to see this and wasn't going to pay attention to it was because there's a lot of actors in this movie I like. Aaron Eckhart is a great actor. Bill Nye, who was in Love Actually, probably you remember, but
yeah,
he was also in Shaun of the Dead. He's a funny British actor, and I was interested to see how he would be in this movie. And Miranda Otto and Jai Courtney are people that you always kind of see in movies. They're not the big stars, but they're the guys behind them, and I was interested to see how it would be in a movie where they're starring.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did not. Actually, my one thing I was going to say that the one good thing about this movie is that I didn't waste the money to see 3D IMAX,
okay.
which only happened because the schedule didn't work out for me.
All right, so tell us what it was. What's the movie about? Is it about the story of Frankenstein that
no.
we all know?
And that's the first thing you should realize. This is not based on the Mary Shelley's book. It's based on a graphic novel called I, Frankenstein. And it's the only connection to the real Frankenstein story is that, you know, Victor Frankenstein's name is right. And he created this monster back in the 1790s. And then tried to kill it. Didn't work out. He's been alive now for a couple hundred years, and it's in a dystopian present day where it's like a dark, it's dark and depressing world, and it all takes place at night. And he is captured by gargoyles, who are angels fighting against demons, and they're fighting this war on Earth for a couple of centuries.
Before you tell us what's wrong with it, why don't we have a clip? Did you bring something to show us?
I did, and this is Aaron Eckhart explaining what the demons are trying to do.
Nibirius has found a way to summon every demon you've ever descended.
What?
Possession. In bodies that have no souls.
Only the dead have no souls.
What is the use of possessing a corpse?
There is none. Unless you can animate that corpse. Tiberius has been planning this for centuries. Victor Frankenstein just made it possible.
There it is, I, Frankenstein, which has, I think, just gone into wide release this weekend.
Right, and so Aaron Eckhart is the voice explaining what Nibirius, who's the demon prince, is trying to do. And that raspy voice that Aaron Eckhart's using is really annoying through the entire movie. I really like him. He was in Thank You for Smoking, and he was fantastic. I mean,
love that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And so I was really kind of surprised to see how bad he was. Bill Nye, who's the Englishman, is not bad in this movie. He's actually pretty good, but every time you see him, you expect him to start going funny at any minute. So it's a little weird to see him in a trying to serious role the entire movie.
But nothing about this movie is supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, right?
No. It was supposed to be a very serious movie, and it comes off as being... You know, every actor, every line is way too dramatic. Everything is way too dark. It's way too depressing. I actually have a suggestion because my daughter, Julia, watches a show called Supernatural on Netflix. Uh-huh. For the amount of money that this costs to go see this movie, you can rent Netflix or you can get Netflix for a couple of months. The storyline is almost exactly the same as the series Supernatural, but in the series, the characters are much more realistic and they have much more depth. It's
so if you weren't going to come in here and tell us about the movie, would you have walked out?
I kept hoping. And right at the end, because the movie seems to go all the way towards a predictable thing. And right near the end, you start to believe that maybe they're going to make it interesting and they're going to come up with some little twist that's going to make it less predictable. And then they don't. They just make it very predictable.
I have an idea, but I'll ask anyway. On your rating scale, with 4 being the highest, of course, how many donuts do you give I, Frankenstein?
I wouldn't even give it a donut hole.
Not even a donut hole?
I guess, you know, you could say, it was a nice-looking movie. If you really like this genre and you're going to watch it, I would. If you have a halfway decent TV, I wouldn't waste the money to go to the theater to see it. But, I mean... It wouldn't have come so far as to walk out, but I was ticked I paid the money for it.
Did
you take your wife?
No, I didn't. That's again, I was going to take my daughter, but the schedule didn't work out.
It's probably a good thing. Yeah. Something tells me, though, the folks who might like this may be some of the kids who are really into graphic novels, right?
Video games, yeah. If you're into the supernatural style, the heaven versus hell, the good versus evil, lots of battles... but it's not even really that gory for the people who like gory. So it's a little.
Well, if you didn't like it, you're a cop, and this is about good versus evil. Who's gonna like it?
It's just so unrealistic. I mean, even for Angels versus Demons, it was unrealistic. So
there you have it from Lieutenant David Haynes. We're gonna take a break, and then the lieutenant always has a food tip for us too.
I got a good one for that though. I can make up for the movie with them.
Okay, okay. Well, very good. We'll hear about that after this. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, yeah, bounce, we like this on Friday.
Bounce. You like bouncing or you like the freaking weekend?
I like Friday. Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department with us. He took care of I, Frankenstein with barely a donut hole. And he always leaves us with a bite-to-eat suggestion. I mentioned this before. When I was a kid, my dad said, look where the truckers stop. I don't know if that's true anymore. The firemen, of course, are eating in the firehouse. They're cooking. So I guess if you see the police cars out front and the guys inside and the women inside from the department, that is an indication that it's what? Fast, it's inexpensive, and it's good, correct?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, police officers, you know, they only get a half an hour to eat, and we want to keep the prices low. So, we always try to find new and different places to go.
Right, and if you like the same places, don't you? Don't you like to have regular spots?
Yeah, I do. Most guys I know do, but you don't want to go to like McDonald's. You don't want to go. You want to go to somewhere where, even if it's the same spot, you're comfortable there. You can get different stuff. So it's restaurants we go to are usually have a varied menu most of the time too.
And I hope the restaurant owners still respect you guys, because if I own a place and I've got the cops coming in, comped, Unless you start ordering champagne.
Yeah,
and I cut you off.
We don't get that too much anymore. I mean,
really?
I don't. Maybe it's because I'm a supervisor now, so I don't know. Maybe
they're afraid of you?
No, I think they think I make enough money. I don't have to give me any breaks.
By the way, you're going to be working tonight. Where are you working tonight?
I work in the Austin district, and I work overnight. So yeah, mm-hmm. I worked last night. Got a couple hours of sleep before I came here, and now I'll go back to work tonight.
And then tonight in the snow, does that create special circumstances or difficulties for you?
Well, you know what? You sit there and you hope that the weather keeps people in, but sometimes it doesn't. And then also we have, you know, I have 12, 15 cars driving around at a given time. So, you know, you start worrying that they're going to, you know, if the snow gets bad and if they have to go somewhere, if there's a crime, they're driving too fast and they mm-hmm. have an accident. So
yeah, got
to
be careful. Oh, you're supervising those
right.
cars.
So I'm surprised that you don't just find drive-through places. So it's one less time you have to get out of the car.
Well, you know, my wife asked me that one time and it's that doesn't work because then you're afraid what they're doing to your food when you can't see them. Police officers like to see their food being prepared or at least like to know the people that are bringing it to them so they know nothing happens to them.
Yeah.
There was just an incident. Yeah, there was just an incident recently in the news about somebody who got arrested because they were spitting in a police officer's food.
Yeah, that is disgusting. All right, leave us with your pick. You go to the movie, not I, Frankenstein, but you go to a movie. Now you want something to eat. What do you
pick? You know, a lot of people were telling me I do too much on the north side, so there's a sergeant named Tom Costello at work who gave me a place called Chuck's Southern Comfort Cafe, 6501 West 79th. It's just outside the city limits in Burbank, and I took my wife down there. It was great.
Southern Comfort,
right? It's Creole. It's barbecue Creole, and then they have a couple of Mexican things on the menu too. And it was just fantastic food. I ordered the sampler platter that took me 2 days to finish.
Do they serve Southern Comfort as well?
I don't know.
Do they pour?
They do have a full bar. They have a bar called the Voodoo Lounge, which
nice.
Chuck's. Southern Comfort Cafe. They have three different kinds of barbecue sauce. I was going to bring you one, but my son broke it open, and he kept it. And they had a shrimp and crab au gratin appetizer that was phenomenal. My wife and I loved it.
This sounds like the kind of place that maybe has been in that area for a long time. Do we know much about the history of this?
Yeah, they've been in the place where they're at now is like an old banquet hall. So it's a really big. When you're in there, you have a lot of room. It's not like the tables are real close together. Or, you know, you feel like it's a real big room. And they said they've been there about 6-7 years, I think. But they've been in the area for 30 years. And now they have two locations. They have one in the next suburb over. I didn't get that one because I went to the one on 79th Street. So
6501 West 79th.
Right.
Chuck's Southern
Comforts Cafe.
Yeah.
And it was,
it
was
nice.
That
sounds awesome.
It was great.
It sounds like a good place to be on a snowy night.
Anything au gratin sounds good. Right?
Or Dijon. Yeah, if it's au gratin or Dijon in it, then you know it's good.
All right, Lieutenant David Haynes, good job as always. Thanks. See you soon, and be careful out there.
Thanks.